All right. Let's see. So how overall do you think your experiences in other countries have affected the way you live your life today?
They've had radical, radical ways. Because, first of all, in Southeast Asia, all the places I lived in Southeast Asia, the people didn't have the things that we have. And they managed to live very well in many ways without the luxuries that we have here. So, that has affected me. Those things don't mean anything to me. Things don't at all. I know that's not because of my brilliance or anything. It's because of my experience in other places. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
How did the Mexico, living in Mexico, do you think influence your children?
That's a tricky question. Well, my son moved right into the culture. And my daughter, who was a little older, a couple years older than he is, she really kind of resisted. She's bookish anyway. And she didn't really, even though she was in an elementary school where nobody spoke any English, she didn't get out of what my son did. My son is very, it has to do with personality too. He is very outgoing and easy to make friends with. But it was tougher for my daughter, as I say. What was the rest of the question, or was there anything else?
Just what the impact was on living in Mexico with your children.
Oh, yeah. Well, we really enjoyed ourselves down there, and it was difficult to come back in many ways. More difficult for me, I think, than for my wife. But my wife, mother and father, both died while we were in Mexico. So that really makes an impact on you. And she came back, but had to come back to take care of the kids too. So, anyway, what was your question? How was the impact? What was the impact, or something like that? Yeah. Well, if you live in a foreign country, wherever you are, if you're assimilated in any way, you begin to see in what the people in that country have solved their problems in different ways than we have, and or deal with problems differently than we have. And they're effective in the way they do so. So I don't know if that answers your question, but...
How do you think these experiences also help you relate to refugees?
No. You can't be on the table. You know that. Sorry, you attracted this cat to the table. What, well,
how do these experiences help you relate to refugee families that come over here?
Well, I mean, essentially, when we lived abroad, we weren't refugees, but we were, we didn't know the culture and the language and whatever. So you become, I think, more empathetic towards people. Excuse me. And empathy is probably the most critical value that I've learned from the experience, and also having been a foreigner in a more dominant culture that wasn't my own. So I've learned a lot from that, but it's not been a hard learning experience for me. Every culture has its good points and its bad points, everyone. And I'm really, I feel blessed that I'd had the opportunity to live in so many different places to learn so many different ways of dealing with the problems of the world and the problems wherever else, because it's helped me to, and I think I've been able to pass that on to my children too. And Karen learned a terrific amount. You can imagine, she was her father was a farmer, a milk farmer. They 20 cows, that was it, baby. So what an experience it was for her. And she, we've been back to Mexico too, and we've had some Mexican people here too. But it's hard to, it's difficult to maintain those contacts. It really is, unless you see people. If you don't see them, it's tough. Anyway, whatever you asked me, I guess that's my answer, whatever it was.
Yes.
I don't know what your question was now or not. How can you get all this stuff down? Oh, you got... Anyway, you have to... You got to winnow through all this stuff. You got to... And then write a paper, probably, right? Yeah.
So one last question. How can you pass along your knowledge from all your life experiences to others?
To others?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, others have to be, you know, interested, and I don't know how you do that, but I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, I'm pretty open about my experiences abroad, and I like talking about it because they were so important for my life. So, oh, you stinker! Cats need to have a little training. Look at those claws. Wow. Anyway, the question again or whatever.
Just how you can pass along your life experiences to help others, whether with the refugee issue or just being more accepting and open.
I don't really know how to answer that precisely. I mean, I have really valued my experiences in other cultures. I've learned a lot from people, and some of those things are not easily identifiable. You know, I mean, it's hard lessons to explain to somebody else. But I do think that my empathy has developed over the years, inexorably. And either that develops or else you don't go back to a foreign place. And we've gone to quite a few foreign places, and Karen and I are probably going to be going someplace else too pretty soon, I hope.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, sure. It's been interesting and fun.